Hope all is good. Today's daf is Bava Kamma Das Tzadi Gimel. We are here at the bottom of Tzadi Beis Amud Beis. Three lines up, the, I don't know if it's the last, but the second to last maybe, discussion between Rava and Rabbi Bar Mari. Today we have the tremendous chus of finishing the eighth parak of the Masechta and moving on to the ninth. But that's obviously, as you can see, right at the bottom of Amud Aleph, right? And now we have to get there. So it says the Gemara Amalei Rava, the Rabba Bar Mari. Mina ha milsa damri inchi. How do you know? Where do you learn the thing that people say, right? The phrase that people say. Anchi kadavinan zutri legavri hashtit kashisha ledardiki. When I was young, right, people thought me I was a gavri, I was a gavra, I was a person, I was a choshev, right? The hashtit, but now the kashisha, now that I'm old, right? Ledardiki, now I'm considered to be a child again. That unfortunately, right, again, you know, the people, when you have an Eloi, let's say when a kid is a genius, they're like, oh, a kid is a genius, is amazing. But when you have a 7-year-old Talmud Chacham, unfortunately he's not given the same amount of kavod very often. So anyway, so Rabbi Bar Mari said back to him, Amalei, he said to him, Meikor Ksiv, the pasuk says, Vashem Holich Lefnehem Yomam, Hakadosh Baruch Hu, went with Bnei Yisrael. Isn't this parsha, last parsha, probably last week's parsha. Shmosi Gimel. Yeah, okay, probably last week's parsha. So Hakadosh Baruch Hu is going with them, right? With Ba'amud Anan Lachosam Aderech Valayla Ba'amud Eish La'ir Lahem. Right, Hakadosh Baruch Hu is leading Bnei Yisrael right to the desert, right? And then Ula Basof, and at the end, right? Ksiv, the pasuk says, Right, Hinei Ochi Shalech Malach Lefanecha Lishmorcha Baderech. Right after Bnei Yisrael, right, got a little older, right? Went a little later, right? Unfortunately, right, because they had Averos, right? Because they did the. The Chedegel, Kosh Baruch Hu, right, sent an angel. It should be pointed out that right after Moshe Davin, so Kosh Baruch Hu himself agreed to lead them to Eretz Yisrael. But okay, either way, that's where you see that from. Amalei Rava, yeah, this is the last one. Amalei Rava L'Rava Bar Mari. Minah Hamil Sadam Yishi, how do you know this phrase, the things that people say, or that the Chachamim say, right, Basar Mari Nixi Tzivei, Tzivei Meshoch. Meaning, if you go after a Mari Nixay, a person who has Nechasim, a person who has property, meaning someone who is rich, Tzivei Meshoch, you'll lose pieces of fat for yourself. Meaning, not you'll lose pieces of fat, but he will lose pieces of fat. Meaning, in the sense that you will get some of the fat that he has, i.e., right, if you associate with wealthy people, right? So then Nechora, right? You'll end up right. With some of that wealth, some of the pasuk says, "V'gam the Lot Halechas Avram Hayatzonu Bakar V'Holim." That Lot was hanging out with Avram. Lot wasn't rich on his own, but he was rich because he hung out with Avram Avinu. Okay, Amar Rav Chanan Hamoser Din Al Chaveru Hu Nena Shchila. All right, different piece of Agadata. Again, we had mentioned this is related to what was said before. But if a person davens for his friend, right? We said yesterday, if you remember, right, I think it was the first or second or third one of the beginning discussions between Rava and Rabbi Bar Mari was if a person davens for someone else, right? That he is right, he's davened, he is answered as well. So now here you have a kind of the opposite of that. So Rav Chanan says a Moser Din L'Chaveru, a person davens for Hashem to judge him, right? A person says, right, you know, get into a fight with somebody and you daven to Hashem to fight and punish this guy. This guy cut me off on the highway. Hashem, please punish him. So that's terrible. Hu nena shchila, not only is it terrible, Akash Baruch Hu punishes that person first. As we'll see in the second, Shenemar's Pazak says, Vatomer Sarai Avram Chamasi Alecha, when Sarai said to Avram, right, I'm angry at you. And then again, the Gemara doesn't really quote the important part, not Chas Shalom, the important part, but the point the Gemara is trying to make is at the end of the pasuk says, Yishpod Hashem b'ni v'necha, that Hashem should judge between the two of us. Right, that was when she was upset with how Avram, right, meaning the hugger was mistreating her, right, that, and Avram didn't stick up for her. So she says. So she was upset. She said, "Let Hakadosh Baruch Hu judge between us." Uksiv, and then the pasuk says, not right after, obviously, eventually the pasuk says, "Vayavo Avraham lispod l'Sarah l'livko Sarah." Right, Avraham came right to eulogize and give a hesped for Sarah, right, because she passed away before he did. And Vahani Mili, the Gemara just points out the Islay Dina Ba'ara. That's only right that when a person turns to Hakadosh Baruch Hu and say, "Please punish this guy." That's only if there's somewhere you can go Ba'ara in this land. If you can get din, if you can go to some sort of Beis Din, some sort of you know, you have some sort of recourse in this world, right? So then you can't go to, you shouldn't go to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. But if Lechora, right, is implying that if there's nowhere for her to go, or for you to go, or him to go, or whatever, so then perhaps it would be okay for a person to petition Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Tosfos just asked the obvious question, where was Sarah supposed to go? Right, what do you mean? If that, you tell me the only time, you know, you're going to be punished for this, right, is if you don't go to Beis Din, so where was Sarah supposed to go? Sarah and Avram, like the only people around. So Tosfos says, The Beis Din of Shem. Beis Din of Shem was in existence right where Rivka went. It's the Beis Medrash of Shem and Shem Vever. Okay, but there was Beis Din of Shem, and she could have gone there. Okay, fine. Am Rabbi Yitzchak, Oy lo tzoik yoser min hanitzak. It's oyve for someone who cries out more than the person who is cried out about. And Tanya Mihachi, right? Echad tzoik v'echad hanitzak b'mashma. Right. That, I mean, that's the one the pasuk says. Right, well, the pasuk is not, is the pasuk b'mashma? Where is that? Or does Rashi quote the pasuk? Hold on, I don't see it. Hold on, well, I'm trying to find. Or does Rashi say what the pasuk is? Okay, Elish Marin the Tzorik Yosher Man Nitzak. I'm not sure what the pasuk is. Where is there a Rashi? Pashas, I thought I saw a Rashi when I was reading this before. Oh, it's the first Rashi on the daf. Okay, so that's what you get for starting to look a little bit later down. V'chara apiv harayti eschem. Right, again, a person, Kosh Baruch says, I'll get angry and I will kill them. And I guess I'm trying to find where that pasuk is. It doesn't have it in the Torah because it doesn't quote in the Gemara. Okay, but so okay, shnayim b'mashma meaning haragi eschem. I will cry. I will kill them. Meaning eschem. Meaning both of them. Meaning if someone is injured or wronged or slighted by somebody, and someone else cries out and asks Akash Baruch Hu to punish them, right, so Akash Baruch Hu, right, punishes that person who called out to him. And as opposed to the person who did the evil act. Again, that doesn't mean you can't ask for judgment, but again, if someone, you know, I don't know, slashes your tires, right, instead of, you know, taking matters into your own hands and going to Beis Din or whatever, right, you say, Kosh Baruch Hu, punish that guy. So that's what we're talking about. That's not appropriate. So Tanya Mihachi, again, why is that not appropriate? Again, that's probably for Hashkafa Shir, but the Chora, right, the Gemara says, now I'm blanking on where it is. I want to say it's in Yuma, but that... Well, maybe it's the beginning of Chulin. Nobody stubs their toe without Kosh Baruch Hu being gozer it. Okay, I have to look up the mucker. I apologize. I mean, when a person has to be mekabel yisurim, meaning we have to understand that the whatever impacts us, whatever damages us, right, is really a Kosh Baruch Hu sending us messages. Right, you don't get angry at the stick. If a stick is hitting you, right, you don't get angry at the stick. You get angry at the person wielding it. So in this sense, right, Kosh Baruch Hu is giving us a patch once in a while. And so you don't get angry at the instrument of the patch. You have to realize that Kosh Baruch Hu is sending us a message, and that's, you know, that's where our focus is supposed to be. It's not supposed to be like Hashem, please punish this person. Okay. Tanya Mihachi also learned the Brisa Echad Tzoik Vechad Anitzak B'Mashma. Right, it's included Ela Shemarin Tzoik Yotzer Min Anitzak. Right, Kosh Baruch Hu punishes, right, the one who cries out, you know, first, and then the one who was did something that was inappropriate. Okay, from Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Yitzchak says, "Lo lanti kilas hedyot kala beinecha." Never let the curse of someone who's simple, right, simple person, regular person, be kala, be light in your eyes. Right, these things have power. Shari Avimelech kilas esara v'iskayim bizara. Because Avimelech, excuse me, cursed Sarah, and sure enough, it was fulfilled in her children. Shemar's pasuk says, "Hinei lehu lach suseinayim." Right, he is for you, right? You know, to cover your eyes. I mean, speaking that Avram, right, that had covered her eyes, right? That you know, that he had, shouldn't have done that. Excuse me, and he shouldn't have done. You know, saying that, giving him, saying that Sarah was his sister, etc. But again, he wasn't happy like that. And Amarla, meaning obviously cover your eyes. Amarla, whole v'kisisa mimeni v'lo gilisa shehu yisheich. Since he covered you for me and didn't reveal that you're his wife, v'garante elay atzar hazeh. Right, you caused, right, my tzaris, right, tzaris HaKadosh Baruch Hu punished Avi Melech and everybody in his household by not allowing them, we'll see in a second, to give birth or whatever, to go to the bathroom. Yiratzon, it should be Hashem's will. You know, now the Mesorah Shas or the Bach, yeah, the Bach takes this out. But let's just read it as we have in the text. Shehu lecha bni ktusei naim. That your son should have ktusei naim, covering her eyes, right? Meaning should be blind. V'nis kaim bizarah and fulfilled in her children. The chliv of the pasuk says, "Kivahi kizakan Yitzchak v'adechanein of meros." Right, when Yitzchak got old, right, obviously it was hard for him to see. That led to the whole, right, the brachos between Esav and Yaakov. The reason the Bach takes it out is because the whole thing that we're saying is don't let the curse, right, be light in your eyes, because Avimelech cursed Sarah, and then it was fulfilled in her children. But if you have this lashon of Yiratzon, that Avimelech said Yiratzon, that your sons should be blind, so then Avimelech didn't curse her, right, then I cursed he cursed her sons. And sure enough, if I'm not mistaken, the Gemara, the parallel Gemara in Megillah, does not have that line. If I'm not mistaken, I think the Bach takes it out for that reason. Okay, either way, Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, "Lolam he adam min hanirdafim v'lo min harodfin." A person should prefer to be the pursued and not the pursuer. She'en lecha nirdaf ba'ofos yoter metorim ubnei ona, because the most chaste bird is the doves and the pigeons. V'aksherim hakosuv legabe mizbeach, and they are the only ones that are kosher, right, to be brought on the mizbeach. Homer suna zeina, again, this person says, right, knock my eye out. The Mishnah had said, right, knock my eye, cut off my hand, right, etc., etc. Right, person, and he says that, and you'll be potter. And so, still, the guy says, okay, then he's still going to be chayiv. But if we said in the Mishnah, right, there's a difference that if you say tear my shirt, and he says to be, I'm going to be potter, and you say, yeah, you're going to be potter, is that in fact you are going to be potter? So I'm a layer of Asi, Bar Chama. It says Rava probably should be Rabba. So anyway, he said, Maishno Reisha, Maishno Shteifa. What's the difference, right? A person says, right, punch me in the face. And he says, am I going to be putter? Yeah. So the mission says, you're not putter. But if he says, tear my shirt, and he says, I'm going to be putter? Yeah. So then you are putter. So what's the difference? So Amrlei, we have a couple of possibilities. Amrlei Risha, right, Lefisha in adam mochel al roshe evarim. A person is not mochel on the ends of his limbs, meaning no matter what a person says, even if he says yes, he's still not mochel, still doesn't want to lose, right, a limb. That's crazy. Amrlei, so they say back to him, v'chi adam mochel al taro, what do you mean? A person not mochel by pain, right, it's also pain. But the person also is not going to be mochel on his pain. But we learned in the Braisa, hakeni p'tzaini, right, hit me and damage me, give me a petza, give me a wound, almanas leftor, on condition that you should be putter. Putter, so you are putter. So what's the difference between that and our Mishnah? So he said, so ishtik, so Rabbi was quiet. Amar midi shmilach l'bahaz. He said, do you hear anything by this? Right, what's pshat? So Amalai, he said back to him, hachi, amar Rav Sheshes, mishum begam mishpacha. Rav Sheshes says, even the guy's putter, says, you know, if you knock on my eye, cut off my hand, whatever, is gonna, the reason he's still chayev, because even though he might be mochel, right, it's still a damage to his family, right, his family's gonna be embarrassed, and he has no, right, shlita over his family's kavod. Itmar said, Rabbi Yoshi Omar, Mishum begat mishkolach asher, it's because of the mishpacha. Rava Amar, Mishum she'in adam ochel reshe varim shalo. Rava said it's because a person's not mochel on his limbs, right, and Rabbi Yochanan Omar, Rabbi Yochanan says the reason why you're going to be chayev is because yesh hein shu kalav v'yesh lav shu kehein. Because sometimes there's a yes that's a no, and sometimes there's a no that's a yes. Meaning that sometimes you don't. When a person talks sarcastically, or a person asks you something ridiculous, yeah, and you say yeah, yeah, right. So that doesn't mean yes; it means no. Right? Yeah, sure. Yeah, right. So also the other way around. Right? So sometimes the guy's not serious. Right? Cut off my hand. You're going to be putter? Yeah, you're going to be putter. Oh, of course not. A person's not mochel for that. Okay. Tanya mihachi, we also learn in Abraisa. I can't even say any person says, hit me, make me a wound or something. I'm going to lift her on condition that I can be, you'll be putter. Amar lo hein, and he said, yeah. I put the comma in the wrong place. Hakeni b'tzaini, hit me or give me a wound. And the guy says back to him, Amanas Liftor, can I be putter if I punch you in the face? So I'm a low hain. He said, yeah, you should be putter. So Ray Hainju Kalav. That's a yes, that's a no. Meaning, no, of course you're not gonna be putter. Carlos Ksusi, guy says, tear my shirt. Amanas Liftor, guy says, can I be putter? I'm a low love. He said, no. So I'm really love Shukain. I mean, that in that case, right, it could be the opposite, right? Then he was gonna be he could have been saying that yes, you will be putter. Even though he goes, no. What do you mean? You're not going to be putter? Of course, you're going to be putter. Meaning, there's a way to talk sarcastically, and then sometimes you have that. Okay. Shabbos Kadi Kros Ksusi Chayev. Again, we said that at the end of the Mishnah. If you break my stuff, right, tear my shirt, you're going to be chayev. Or Minhi Aldan, that doesn't the price. It says Lishmor v'lo la'abi, Lishmor v'lo la'kroa, and Lishmor v'lo la'chayuk la'aniyim. Now, if a person is going to be a shomer, right, that you're going to be a shomer, right, he gives money to a person, Lishmor, in order to look over and watch, not to lose it or tear it or give it out to poor people. Right, but our Mishnah said, right, our Mishnah seems to imply that the guy says, tear my shirt, right, you're going to be chayev. Here we're telling me, right, that meaning is, the assumption is, hold on one second, what's the kasha here? Meaning a person's only going to be a shomer on an item if he gives it to him to watch, right? Keep this watch, take my wallet and keep it with you for, you know, 20 days. But if you say, take my shirt and tear it into shreds, the person's not a shomer on that, right? So the person's not a shomer on that. Of course, he's not going to be chayev because he lost this guy's item. But our Mishnah seems to imply, right, that you are going to be chayiv, and that's what we said, right? If the guy did it, you're going to be chayiv. So Ravuna lokasha kan the asi liyade ha the lo asi liyade, right? Depends on when he got it. Right, in the Brisa, he didn't get it before the Rishus to tear it, and therefore, meaning he became a shomer, and then he was told. He was told to tear it, sorry, and then he became a shomer. So in that case, he's not a shomer. But in the Mishnah, right, the case was, right, he said, keep it with you, and then tear it. Right, in that case, you're going to be chayiv, because you already mekabel upon yourself a shomer. So the Gemara says, Amalei Rabba, what do you mean? Lishmor d'asi l'yodei mashma? What do you mean, lishmor? Doesn't lishmor imply, right, take an item, lishmor, to watch over? Right, that's the pasuk, right? Ki yitain adam, was it, yeah, ki yitain ish al re'ehu chamor oshar oseh v'chom ima, lishmor. Person gives you an item, an animal, to watch. That implies that you got it already. So you can't tell me that one, the Bryce's case where you didn't get it, or Mishnah case where you didn't get it, in the Bryce case where you did get it, well, all the way around. So Amar Rabba says, Havahad Asal Yadeh. No, both cases, Mishnah and Braisa, right, he got it already, but and then he was told to tear it. But Lokasha, right, Hu to Asal Yadeh, Bitar Shmira, Had Asal Yadeh, Bitar Kriya. There's a difference. When I give you a shirt, right, if I'm telling you to tear it, right, you go to the Kotel, or I give you a shirt to watch over it, it's worth, you know, it's a memento from my childhood, right, so then keep a watch over it. So in that case, you're going to be Chayef. But if I give it to you to tear, so then you're going to be Potter. So Ahud Arnika that stuck at the Asi the Pumbedisa. Sure enough, there's a wallet that came to Pumbedisa, and Afkiri Rav Yosef Gabehu Gavra. Rav Yosef gave it to a guy, and in the Pasha says, as Rashi says, right, he's going to get Rav Yosef says Gabei Havai, right? He was a Gabei Tzedaka, and he gave it to somebody to give it that for Tzedaka. And sure enough, Pasha bus, the guy, right, lost it. He blew it. He got and also not lost it, but Asu Ganvei Ganvua, and people stole it. He was Poshea. He was negligent. He left it on his porch, whatever, outside. Right? And people stole it. And Chayv Rav Yosef, and Rav Yosef said, you're Chayv. So I'm like, Abaye, said back to him, what do you mean? Vatanya, Lishma, V'luluchad Klaniyim. We said, our Brisa, right, says, if you give someone an item to keep and to watch, that's when you're going to be Chayv for losing it. But if he gives it to you for giving it to the poor, then you're not going to be Chayv. So why are you making this guy chayiv? So Amalei said to him, I need the Pumbedisa make it kaitz lehu. No, the people in Pumbedisa gets a fixed amount. Right, if you look at Rashi, kaitz lehu, mamon kach v'kach l'shabbos, kol echad havalei mamon, sheyesh lo tovim, rekinu be'lishmor, meaning that is literally as if the guy gets this money. Right, it's as if they're able to claim this money, it becomes theirs, right? And therefore, right, v'lishmor hu, it's considered to be as if he's watching over their money. And it's not that he has to give it out to the poor people, it's as if he's watching over their money, it's as if they own it already, and therefore, right, that's why it's lishmor and not l'chalik l'aniyah. Okay, hadron alecha chovel, right, now we're zocha to begin the ninth parak of the Masechta. The ninth parak of the Masechta, as you can tell, is hagozel, right, it talks about, majority of the Masechta, of the parak talks about theft. And we start off with a concept that we talked about before a little bit, with shinoi rishus, shinoi kona, that if you change an item, you acquire that, and then, let's say, if you stole it, then you would have to pay back money instead of giving back the item. So the Mishnah says, agozel itim v'asim kelim. Let's say you steal some wood and you make it into kelim, into utensils or something, or whatever. Tsemer v'asim begadim, you stole wool and you make it into clothing. So mishalim kashas agzela, when do you pay? What value do you pay? You pay like the value of the item that you stole right at that time. Gozel para muberes v'yolda, let's say you stole a pregnant cow and it gave birth. Rachel t'una v'gazza, or you stole a big hairy full of wool sheep, and then you sheared it. You pay the value of a cow that's about to give birth, or a sheep that's about to be shorn. Gazal para v'nis abra. Let's say now you stole a para, you stole a cow, and it became pregnant etzlo while it was with you. V'yolda, and then it gave birth. Or Rachel, you stole a sheep, v'nitena etzlo, and it became full of wool by you, meaning it was like completely, let's say, it had just been shorn, and then it became full of wool at you, v'gazza, and then you sheared it. Mishalim kishas exela, you pay according to, right, the animal that you stole. Zekla, this is a rule called gazlan, mishalim kishas exela, right, everybody pays according to the time in which you stole the value of the item at the time in which you stole it. And obviously, as you might imagine, the Gemara is going to have to deal with, why do we need all these examples? You could have just said that right at the end. So we're not going to do that today. So Amrei d'Zei said, Eitzem v'asam kelim in, if you took wood and made them into kelim, so then, yes, but shifon, but if you just, shifon, they literally translate as plain, but it's probably more like sanding, or like kind of preparing to be made into kelim, and you kind of like sand it out or whatever. So then, then low. Then that's not going to be what's it called. Then that's not going to be a kinyan, and that's not going to give. He has to give back the item. Semer v'ason begodim in. Well, similarly, right? If you took wool and you made them into clothing, so then you're kona. That is the ganav is kona. The gazlan is kona. But libnon, if you cleaned them, if you washed them, made them lovan, right? Made them white. So then low. Then that's he does not. He's not kona them. So ermin here. 1 second. The brisa says I gave his stira with the following brisa. Gazal itzim v'shipon avadim v'sitton semer v'libnon pishtam v'nekehu. Right. All those cases, right? Whether you steal wood and made them, like kind of sanded them out, planed them out, or avanim sitam, or you chiseled stone, or you cleaned, you washed wool, or you made flax and also kind of cleaned it out or whatever, got it ready. Some shalom shasak zela, you pay shasak zela, but apparently you're kona it, right? Meaning that you're kona the item. And even without getting to that second stage of preparation, making it into, let's say, kelim or clothing. So Rabbi says, Tani didan, katane shinu dirabanan dehadra. Our Mishnah is talking about a scenario where he's doing a dirabanan. He's doing a shinu dirabanan, right, that goes back. I mean, you can change it back, right, into the item that you stole. So the culture gain shinu deraisa. Certainly, right, if you do some sort of shinu deraisa, right, which is, you can't change, right, that's going to be a shinu kona, and you're going to acquire that. The gazlan is going to acquire that. Eitzim v'asam kelim, beitzim meshupin. But again, the case where the Mishnah said that you stole wood and made them into kelim, that's where it was already planed. It was already, measured out to turn it into kelim. Right? There are three stages. There's wood. There's after you meshupin, after you kind of plane them, get them ready into to be made into kelim, and then there's making of the kelim. So my name, who nisarim? What is he stealing? He stole boards. And then he made it into some sort of, kli, some sort of furniture or whatever. The shune de hadir libriyasi. It's something you can change back, meaning you can take out the nails and put it back into boards. Right? You can detach this, whatever, the desk that he made. Diboy le mishlaf lehu, right? Meaning, because if you want, you can take it apart and you can make it into boards again. And semer v'asam begadim, b'tzemer tavo. In the case of the mission also, by wool, is that you stole already spun wool, and therefore, right, you can, if you make it into a scarf, you can, unscarf it. It's a change that goes back to briyasa, to how it was created, right, the original form of that item. Because if you want, you can unscarf the scarf. And certainly, if he does a shinu deraisa, right, an unchangeable change, that's going to be kona for him. But Tana Bra and the Braisa, right, says shinu deraisa katani, right, he's only talking about shinu deraisa, right, shinu derabanan lo katani, but he's not talking about shinu, any changes, midrabanan, that are reversible. Ravashi, Amar Ravashi says, I'll give you a different difference. Different answer. Tani didan, right, our Mishnah, shinu deraisa katani, right, it says that only deraisa dika change, right, is only talking about changes deraisa. Eitzim v'asan kelim buchani, meaning that when we say that he took a wood and made it into a kli, he made it into a buchani, which is like a pestle, right, a mortar and pestle that you would kind of ground up spices. Dehainu shifan, which means it's the same type when the Bryce says shifan, that he took a plane and kind of made them into what's it called? Kind of planed them and made them irreversible. Right, Tamar Sab Megadim, right, that's Nemti, that's talking about, it's translated as different clothing of felt or whatever. The Hainu Shinu Delohadar, in both of those cases are a change that do not go back, and therefore we're talking about a change that's Deraisa. Liban Mi Havishina, the Gemara just says 1 second, changing, cleaning or whitening or, washing wool, is that really a change? That's really a continuous, serious Shinoi? To be kona, right? To be kona for the gazlan, or minya, I'll bring you a brisa. Hold on 1 second. Lo hisig litno lo ajitzvo potter. Right? If he, this is the halacha reishis, I guess. Right? The person's supposed to give the first shearings of sheep to the kohen. If he didn't, and then he tzvo, he colored the wool, so then potter, right? He doesn't have to give the reishis, I guess. It goes to right? He keeps it. I mean, he doesn't have to give it to the kohen. I.e., right, he acquired it, right? Livno v'lo tzvo, but if he made it white and he cleaned it, that's our case in our Mishnah, right? Let's say chayiv, but then he still has to give rishis, I guess. So apparently, that's not enough of a change to have shinoi kona, right, for the guy to acquire it. So Amar Abaye, Abaye said lokasha, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbanan. That's Makogas, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbanan. The Tanya's will end in Abaye. So Gazazo, if he sheared the sheep, Tavo, he spun it, Va'argo, and he wove it into a clothing, Emitz Tarif. that does not combine to any other what's it called? What does that mean? Well, basically, the Mishnah says at the end of Chulin, a person's not supposed to give, doesn't have to give Rish Sagez, not from, let's say he shears one sheep. So that's not enough. But you have to shear at least five sheep, and the wool has to weigh 1.5 money. So again, when we're talking about combining, right, if the guy took, let's say, one sheep, right, and he did all that stuff, that doesn't count. That doesn't combine to any of the next, let's say he takes another sheep and does all that stuff, right? Again, you have to take all the wool that you're going to combine into five sheep and 1.5 money. That has to be unadulterated, unchanged wool. If you changed it and did this shinui on it, right, so then it doesn't combine with any other wool, right, that you would shear. So Livno, if you just washed it, if you just whitened it, so then Rabbi Shimon Omer in mitzdarif, Chachamim Omer mitzdarif, and that's our machlokes between Rabbi Shimon and the Chachamim, whether that's considered to be a shinui. That's legit. Rava Amar, Rava says, no, you can resolve, right, the steer and brises, right, whether Libun is a change or not, the following way. Havaha Rabbi Shimon, you don't say Machlokas Rabbi Shimon Rabbanan, it's both Rabbi Shimon. Velokasha had the napte nuputze, hadis sarke seruke. Now, I'm not familiar with so much the dealings with wool and stuff, but apparently, napte is, you can clean it by untangling it, and that's not a shinoi. And sarke sruke is when you comb it to remove the dirt. So apparently that is a real change. What's the difference? I couldn't tell you practically, but that is one case is a real shinoi, and one case is not a real shinoi. Rabbi Chiya bar Avinam, Rabbi Chiya bar Avin says, have a chivuri where had a kavre kavure. You got another possible difference, right? That chivuri kavure is where he washed it, and kavre kavure, right? He bleached it. Okay, fine. And the Gemara says, Hashta Yishlomar, right? Seval Rabbi Shimon lo have a shinoi. Now, as we're going to quote in a second, we don't quote this price yet, but we can say it in a second, that according to Rabbi Shimon, Seva, changing the color, right, is not considered to be a shinoi. Libu have a shinoi, and therefore whitening it, making it white, cleaning it, right, is obviously not a shinoi. Right, the Tanya's Linda Brysa, Gaza's Rishon, if he sheared the sheep one at a time, Utsvo, and he died each, you know, shearing. Right, as you know, he threw it right in the vet, right, and dyed it right away. Rishon utvo, or same thing. He did the same thing. He sheared each sheep one at a time, right, and then he spun the wool, or rishon vargo, or he wove the wool. Aim it starve again, as we said before. It doesn't combine, right, to be mechayev him, right, in reishis hagez, because he had the shinui. Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda Omer Rabbi Shimon tzvo mitzdarif, that if you dyed it, right, then they do combine. So apparently, Rabbi Shimon's holding that tseva, right, changing the dye. Right, to dye wool is not a shinoi, so making it white, which is white already, obviously that's not going to be a shinoi. So how could you say that? Rabbi Shimon says that dyeing it, that malabing it, making it clean, making it white, is a proper shinoi. So Rabbi says, Lokasha harapan alib Rabbi Shimon, right? Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda alib Rabbi Shimon, and Samachloka is simply where Rabbi Shimon holds. Rava Amar Rava says, lo pligi rabban alib Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda. No, really, there's no Machloka in what Rabbi Shimon Shida is. Really, Rabbi Shimon holds that whitening, melabin, is a shinoi, and dyeing is not. That is kona. How does that? Why is that? Shiny tseva, dyeing it a different color is different. Because you can clean it. You can take it out. You can put in bleach and get out the color. But v'chikatani hasam lo yispik lidna hashet tzvo pater. And when it's over there, v'okim the divrei hakol. Because we said in the Mishnah, right, that if, right, he what's it called, if he didn't give it to him until he colored it, right, he's going to be potter, right? And everybody holds that. Right? But kala ilan de lo over, that's akasha. Meaning, if you tell me that the coloring can be changed because you can get rid of it, or you can get rid of the color, and whitening it, right, does not change it, or you can't get rid of that, so obviously cleaning it is a real shinoi. But didn't the Mishnah say, right, if you didn't give it to him, right, until he colored it, he's potter, meaning it doesn't combine, what's it called? He doesn't combine. To be mechayev and rishis, I guess. But kim nekidivra kol, that was everybody shita. So Rava just answers, what is that case? That case is bekala ilan dolo avar. That's simply a color that you can't get out, right, with bleach, right? Apparently this type of color that is not able to get out, and therefore it was a permanent coloring. Okay, we'll go right through the Mahalik Shas tomorrow. Have a great Terah night, depending on when you're listening to this.